Let's go to line number four right now and join my pal Sal. Getting ready for winter. You might want to call this guy. Make sure your furnace is up to snuff, because, and if it's over like, or 20 years, at least 20 years, you might consider getting a new one. And you better make that call today, because we still have supply issues. Do we not?
We do.
We do. It's still the same. So, I mean, it's just an excuse. One of the two.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what parts are we short now?
You know, commercial rooftop units, they just don't have the components to build them, like not all of them. So, you know, they might be short on a transformer or a motor or one little, you know, piece of wire or something. Who knows? I mean, but it holds the whole thing up. So, you know, if you don't have a wheel in your car, I guess you're not driving. So,
I guess not. No.
But you can have the whole car, right?
So, yeah.
It sounds ridiculous, and it is ridiculous, because it's been 3 years now, going on 3 years.
Yeah, you're right.
We can't seem to shake this thing. It's better. Sheet metal costs went down. That's good.
What?
I went from $25 a sheet to $17 a sheet, so that's good.
Oh, yeah. That's good. That's so real
things
good.
Things are looking better. But as far as the cold now... it is, I think we hit freezing, I think. And when that happens, even early October here, my phones go crazy, which they have.
Okay, you talk about commercial there. What about residential here? How are we doing in the residential field with the heating?
Residential, not too bad. I know that certain brands like Trane, American Standard, Rheem, they are struggling a bit. You know, we're on... allocation, can only buy so many a week. My brand, the Sal's brand, which is Goodman and Amana, no problems. They have been able to supply me without a problem. So
Okay, let's stop right there. How come they can do it and the others can't? What's the story there?
Well, they're the largest heating and air conditioning HVAC manufacturing company in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Their plant is in Houston, Texas. In fact, I just had two of my guys go visit. And if you walked outside that plant and you walked around it, you would walk for 2 miles.
Really?
Yeah, honest to God. It is. It's only smaller to Tesla and Boeing, I believe. Boeing, the airplane company.
So, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's, they have 10,000 employees, and they've just done it a little bit different, and it's under the Daikin name.
Mm-hmm.
They purchased Goodman and Amana, and they've been doing a pretty good job as far as dependability and not having problems.
Well, let me ask you this. You mentioned some big names there, American Standard. In fact, that's what I have. There's Trane, which is pretty much the same thing. There's Rheem.
Sure.
Those are big names. I mean, Carrier is another one, too, that I recall.
Yes, they're having trouble, too.
They're having trouble, too. Okay,
they are.
When you talk about those names, and these are companies that have been around a long time, and then you throw in your Sal's brand, which is, which is, say, Goodman and Amana, how do you explain that to people when they buy it? I said, this is equal, better, it's going to be okay for your home. I mean, I'm just kind of questioning when you sell these things, how they rate, how they compare.
Well, all of those brands are very good. There's no, we forgot about Lennox in there. Okay.
Oh yeah. Okay.
I have no problem with any of them. I sell them. There's certain people that want them. They'll wait months to get the one they want. Some people are model and serial number crazy. So, they'll wait, and I'm happy to let them wait and put it in when it comes in.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as my brand, Sal's brand, which is Goodman and Amana, there may have been a time when, before Daikin purchased them, they might have been a little bit trying to get the reputation back that they needed to do, and they have, with a 10-year parts and labor warranty backed by the factory. And that truly is through the factory itself.
Yeah.
So if something goes wrong, you can have somebody else that's a dealer do it, or myself, and they will cover everything except the service call and diagnosis. So, for the next 10 years, as long as you maintain it,
That's pretty
and
good.
That usually is a deciding factor for most consumers.
Yeah. Well, that's what I wanted to hear. And keep that in mind, those of you listening right now, the average furnace is, 20 years? So that covers half the life of the furnace right there, right?
It does. It does.
Good.
And I can tell you, you might think, well, things go wrong. That's why they got to offer those warranties. They don't go wrong. In fact, the heat exchanger in the Amana, when I went down to the plant, they said it was a lifetime heat exchanger warranty, which is the main component of the furnace, okay? And they tend to rot out over years. And they've gone to a stainless steel product that does not rot out. They have 4 million fires on the furnace that they have down there. It's still going. And I remember the gentleman in the meeting room, he said, we lifetime warranty those. So how many do you think that we've had to, send out because they rotted out? And he goes, none, because we don't even have any in the plant because none of them fail.
Isn't that something?
I mean, that's pretty impressive.
That is. Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. And, they're tubular, which is a little different than the spot welded clamshell type. And they just don't. I mean, they look brand new when you take them out. I mean, if you replace the furnace. So, an Amana has the lifetime unit replacement. So if that heat exchanger fails at any time during its life, they will give you a brand new furnace.
That's amazing. That's quite a
And if it happens within the 10 years, the installation is free. So kind of hard to argue that.
Yeah.
And I have no problem supporting them with that. And that's a pretty good sales pitch without the sales pitch.
Exactly. Well, I knew I'd get a good explanation from you. You've been doing this. You've been doing this for a long time. Sal Sidoti, 1975. No nonsense service, and I mean no nonsense service. And he does it all. He does plumbing, sewer. Boy, that's a conversation. I can imagine what you pull out of sewers.
Oh boy,
that's another show.
You know, I'm not going there.
That's another show.
the ladies might be embarrassed. We'll say that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, we got to button this up. Clean and checks still $69.95. The 20-point clean
and
check. Okay. All right, let's give the phone number, 440-582-4748, 440-582-4748, or salsheatandcool.com. Make that call today, and if you need a furnace, I'll tell you, it makes sense to get the Sal's brand, which is Goodman, and it's Goodman or Amana, or they're together on it? There's two different, okay, I got
That's correct, and we're one of the only companies that can offer both under my name.
Gotcha,
so.
Okay. Well, you got to be pretty proud. You got furnaces, people coming in there. Hey, look at that. Sal's over here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, they don't just let anybody do that. So, that's the key.
There you go.
And, I can't build them, that's for sure. I wish I could, but I can't. So you got to find someone who can and trust you.
Well,
that's what we've done.
That speaks of your reputation right there, my man. So you keep it going.
Yes, sir.
I'm sure you'll get some calls today, tomorrow, next day. Keep you busy, okay?
We are.
All right.
Have a great rest of the Saturday.
You got it. Sal's.
All righty.
My pal Sal. Sales Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Sewer, 440-582-4748 or salsheatandcool.com.